When he noticed that a lot of British visitors were looking for Owen's grave and the exact place where he had been killed, and were asking him to let them visit the cellar in the Maison Forestière, the Lord Mayor of Ors started taking an interest in Wilfred Owen, and little by little, the different sites of the village of Ors became places of pilgrimage, among all those commemorating the First World War, which attract people from all over the world, especially the Commonwealth. The English visual artist Simon Patterson was asked to design the artistic project because his modern approach was in keeping with the contemporary aspect of Owen's work. The association Wilfred Owen France was brought into contact with this young artist thanks to the new patrons initiative of the Fondation de France. In order to let the place be filled with the words of poets, the aim was not only to give life to the Maison Forestière, but also to turn it into a venue for artists, as well as a scene for cultural events. The roof was remade in the shape of an open book, and the inside of the house benefits from the overhead natural lighting that pours through big windows. A spiral ramp leads down to the cellar, where Owen wrote his last letter home to his mother, and which has been preserved as it was. The architectural project was entrusted to the care of the Parisian architect Jean-Christophe Denise. The artist Simon Patterson was born in Leatherhead, Surrey, in 1967. In 1988, he took part in Damien Hirt's Frieze exhibition. Simon Patterson is now an artist of international renown and exhibits in prestigious museums. Solo exhibitions were presented in Europe, the first one in Glasgow in 1989, and several others in London galleries and at the Modern Tate. Simon Patterson plays with metaphors, works across a wide variety of media, including painting, sculpture, film, and architectural projects. He is known for his recurrent use of systems, the organization of space, categories, and for his naming or renaming things such as the underground map, the periodic table of the classification of elements, the constellations, electrical circuits, the letters of the alphabet, or even better, words themselves. Simon Patterson plays with those systems, diverts them, gives them another meaning. He gives them a different name, resets them, transforms them, so as to build or rebuild something unexpected and illogical. The architect Jean-Christophe Denise was born in 1964. He managed to render and carry out the work proposed by the artist Simon Patterson. Jean-Christophe Denise has been working with the architect Patrick Bouchain, first as his collaborator, then as his associate, since 1985. With Patrick Bouchain, among others, he has realized the Musée d'Art Modeste in Sète for the artist Hervé Di Rosa and the terraces at the Château de Versailles. Let us now walk into the Maison Forestière. You can admire the main room where written pieces by Owen are projected and read. Then you can use the circular ramp which leads down to the cellar where Owen wrote his last letter home to his mother and which has been preserved as it was. This is an invitation to discover Wilfred Owen's poetical work.